This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
C4 Energy, the leader in mental and performance energy drinks. Save 20% off with code INGO20.
Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below.
Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 731.
731.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Gruth, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
I'm sad. I really just realized I drank my wine while we were talking.
Oh no. You could reload.
It was like a half glass anyways. That's all good. Perfect. Perfect amount of whining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do a lot of whining about the Bears.
Go ahead. First off, did you watch the whole game?
I watched it from start to finish. Okay. And yeah, it was, you know, it seems like the first drives are scripted or something, or mm-hmm. it goes really well. Typically they do well. And then we play really well inside the 20s. And then when we get in the red zone, suddenly we forgot how to have offense. I don't know what the problem is. I'm not a football analyst, but yeah. Something happens. It's very obvious. And then they forget how to move the ball forward, because they can move it forward all the time except for in that last 15-20 yards, and I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Do you know why?
No, I mean, they're just struggling. I don't know necessarily what the reason is, if it's just the pressure of getting in there. But I mean, the problem is too, they're not scoring touchdowns. Like, they're coming away with points, but you can't just get field goals and be content. Yeah. Like, you need touchdowns.
Because, I mean, we were winning by yardage and play and receptions and completions. And yeah. We only got 6 points, and they score a touchdown, and now they're winning. Like, and, you know, so it was like, I thought we did okay the first quarter yeah. and a half. But the defense didn't do shit. There were no takeaways, really. Offense was terrible inside the red zone. It seemed like Caleb would make bad passes that they wouldn't catch, and then he'd make good passes that they wouldn't catch. And then I know you had a fantastic catch by DJ Moore. But, like, he doesn't go out of bounds, and then we waste, like, a minute of fucking time, and we have to rush instead of, like, getting a freaking touchdown. We get nothing, or a field goal, or whatever the hell happened. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It just seems like we should have won that game, and they don't even have Lamar Jackson. So it's like...
Well, I think the other part of the problem is, like, we have backups of backups playing as defensive backs. So that's why their backup quarterback is just lighting us up, because like all our good starters are fucking out.
Yeah, he was lighting us up. That was frustrating.
So, and you have that, and this was, like you were saying, there's no turnovers in the game, and if we don't play a perfect game, like, we don't win. Like, nope. And this was a game where every aspect failed, everything, special teams, defense, offense. It was kind of across the board. And then you add the penalties in. So the Bears are the second most penalized team in the NFL. So, wow. And we go at a rate of 2-1. Whatever, we get 2 penalties to the other team's 1 every okay. fucking game of the season.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's in the script that the Bears must lose, or we must make it more difficult for them to win. Because we're at a massive disadvantage if we have twice as many penalties as the other team.
Yeah, it smells like the first game or two. We reverted back to game 1 and 2, basically, of the season. Yeah.
I think it's just an off game, you know.
I'm going to chalk it up to that. I don't want to say this is a trend, but I'm starting to have PTSD from what happened last year. We had 4 games in the bag, and then we lost 10 straight.
So, well, you got. I think you got to... Everyone's got to take a step back too and just realize, like, you still basically have a rookie quarterback that's trying to get unfucked from his first year of getting sacked almost 70 times. and everyone's still learning this defense, and maybe Caleb's a slow learner too. Like, that could be part of all this. I don't know if he is, but everyone says he's doing really well. And then the other thing, like the quote from Ben Johnson was where he says this, he said, "We're here as coaches. We're going to help support these guys and be along with them, but it would go a long way if we had just a little bit more ownership in that locker room to take the bull by the horns. So we do get this cleaned up." So it basically sounds like he's ordering a fucking code red, like to make the veteran players like beat the shit out of the people that are fucking up. And yep. Specifically, it's the goddamn tight ends false starting almost every fucking game. Like the false starts, that shit is on us. That's not the refs. It's nobody's fault but us. And it seems like it's Komet or fucking Loveland that are consistently fucking false starting, or the ticky-tack ones where we're not lined up correctly. I'm like, those are debatable, but just fucking don't even make it close. Just be up on the guy so you're not getting that fucking called on you. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not worried, but I didn't watch.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right. I did not watch the fourth quarter because I don't put up with this shit.
I was invested. I thought we had a chance. It just, yeah, I you're right on all the points. I mean, I'm trying to be patient, but it just, some shit needs a change. They can't make all those mistakes and bonehead plays. And dude, what happened to Jake Moody? He was like throwing freaking bombs, like kicking bombs from the last couple games. And then we go back to Santos, and Santos had missed a field goal. Right.
Like, well, they rush him out, and he's got to try to hit a 58er,
which like, he can't do. He doesn't have the range for that. So it's like, why even try? You might as well throw a Hail Mary instead.
Yeah.
There's no chance he's going to get that. So the whole thing is just, yeah. Well, we'll chalk it up to the bad game.
Yeah. Well, they got decisions to make at kicker for sure. Like, that's going to come probably off season. Mm-hmm. And then. You know, I think they're going to have a blowout game here soon. I mean, it's like they took a couple of steps forward and then you took a step back. And then, you know, next game, probably take a couple steps forward again.
Yeah.
Especially this is probably one of those ones where it humbles them a little bit. Like, oh, fuck, we don't have our shit together. And then you get those code reds delivered. Guys are getting fucking beat up with bars of soap and a pillowcase.
That's right.
Shit'll change.
That's two different movies.
That's right. But that's basically the same thing.
I hear you. Both good movies. Few Good Men and Full Metal Jacket. So
yes.
Highly recommend.
How do you kill innocent women and children? It's easy. You just don't lead them as much. A war, hell.
Oh man.
And the crazy thing is my dad was one of those guys. He was a fucking
gunner.
Yeah. And that's like the highest death rate of people. And that probably explains why I'm a little off center. A little bit.
Yeah, you're totally normal. It's normal.
It totally. As we move right into UFC 321.
Yeah, I'll start you with this just because this is fun. This is the fun part of UFC. I can't play sound but just take a look at that. Hang on.
Oh, this is going to be the whole show, Inga.
I mean, look at that.
It's the best thing ever.
The best thing that ever happened. So
I can't complain.
I mean, first of all, this thing happened middle of the day in the US, right? Which was a little bit strange. So I wasn't thinking about that when I started reading like news and stuff. I'm like, oh shit, I'm missing it. Right. So, which it started at like 1 PM Central or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to talk about first?
Let's start with the main event. Aspinall, Ciryl Gane.
I'm disappointed. I mean, it's tragic when something like this ends on a technicality, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, do you think, people are giving Aspinall a lot of shit. Do you think he should have continued? But he got eye poked pretty nastily. I don't know what we can show, what we can't. But basically, he got double finger banged in both eyeballs. It was pretty gross.
He got eye gouged. That's not
his whole hand is like inside of his eyeball.
He's knuckle deep.
Yeah.
And it was odd because there's a lot of things going on. So Gon, you know, going back and watching some of his fights, he fucking pretty much fouls everybody.
He
either groin kicks him or he pokes him in the eye. It seems like a standard thing. Like some people foul all the time, some people foul never. So you could classify him as a dirty fighter. In this fight specifically, I think he was warned once or twice because he kept doing that, like sticking the hand out, like trying to fucking poke him. Because he did, like, I think his takedown defense on one of the times against Tom is he fucking poked him in the face trying to gouge him as Tom came in for a fucking takedown.
He did, yeah.
And then I see all this shit online, like, he gets poked in the eye, he can't fucking see. All these former fighters are going, who gives a shit if he can't see? He should just fucking finish the fight. I'm like, well, that's his fucking choice. And I don't know what tests they need to do. Like, how can you prove it? How can you prove you were gouged in the eye and you can't fucking see? Because, like, Tom and his team went so crazy with it afterwards. They're filming him in the hospital. They're filming him at the doctor's and, like, doing all this shit. And then I think even yesterday or today, they're saying he still can't fucking see and blah, blah, blah.
His dad said that he can't see a thing out of that eyeball still. So the man can't see, can't fight.
Right. And so I don't get too... How is that not a point taken away? How is that not a DQ? Like, why do we keep playing this fucking game of, oh, it's accidental? A fucking foul is a foul. You kick a guy's in the balls, 1 point deduction. You poke someone in the eye, point deduction. Oh, this also resulted in the fight ending early? Then you get disqualified. Like, I don't know why we don't just fucking say a foul's a foul.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we do that? It makes zero sense. And then it's clear as day. Like, you made the mistake, you pay the price for it. It's a point off, period. Mm-hmm. And then you'll probably see less of this happening. It's just they never take a point. They never do. It's so rare. You probably have to commit 3 or 4 fouls before they actually take that fucking point off. So I think they need to be stricter with that. And then whatever happened to the UFC with the glove design? Like, remember that was a big thing.
They went one way and then they went right back, didn't they? Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, because I think what they did with the new glove, it was more cosmetic. It wasn't to fix anything.
No.
And then they realized, oh, we just reduced KOs because we added too much cushion. So then they got rid of that and went back to the old design. But you own fucking the Pride organization, and Pride had curved gloves, and I believe they had less eye pokes, so you could technically use their gloves. So I don't know if they're just getting a fuck ton of money from the manufacturer to just keep using whatever gloves they have. But from what a lot of fighters were saying, it's because the thumb is so loose in there that, and then you don't have that curved design, so it's just basically flat. So it's like almost trying to force your hand open.
Straight, yeah, yep.
So it's just, I mean, it's just a clusterfuck. And, you know, Gon was 100% winning that fight.
He was, yeah. I mean, he had Aspinall bloodied up. And
just from jabs, basically. Yep. He was jabbing his face off, and it didn't seem like Tom had an answer. So then you could see how people are going to go, oh, he was just looking for a way out. Well, regardless, it's his option. If you get poked in the eye, it's your choice whether the fight continues or not.
Shouldn't have poked him in the eye. Should have kept his fingers closed.
Yes. And then Dana White seemed like pissy about it. Like, I don't even know exactly what the quote was, but I think he's on the side of, oh, you should have just fucking fought it out. Like, no, if I can't fucking see the fight's over, I'm not going to go out there. And especially if I was getting handled and I can't see on top of it.
Yeah, why would you do
that? Why do I want to continue? Like, fuck that. The fight should be over. He should win.
Well, I think he also said, Dana, that their rematch was going to happen. He's not.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
It's going to go down because it needs to happen. And I think that's the right thing to do. But I agree. They should take some points. That and missing weight. Like, you should lose points for missing weight. You know, something. Yeah. You know?
Like, I don't know why. Like, where is this in the rules? It just says if you... there should just be no discretion from the ref. It just should be a foul is a foul.
Yep.
And I don't know who needs to change that, but like no ref discretion.
No. I agree.
Or you make it legal. That's the other option. Either open everything or you call everything, because you can't live in the fucking gray area. I think that's what the answer is. So
I agree. We want to talk about Mackenzie Dern handling Verna Jandiroba.
I was going to try to pull up. This was this person's response. This guy said, how ass was the outcome of fucking Aspinall versus Gon?
Amazing. I mean, just amazing.
And then, yeah, I mean, I got to pull up. I got like four things to click on here. So hang on a second.
Well, she went, Dern wins via decision, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it was a battle for sure. And Dern was scrappy as fuck. And I'm just trying to think. She got taken down a lot, but she was doing a lot of damage from the bottom. She's like, I don't give a fuck if you take me down. But again, it's like her stand-up isn't great, but it's enough to get the job done.
It's improved.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out where to start with, like, all the weigh-in shit. Because there's weigh-ins. I got to turn my fucking sound off. There's like a million pictures. So hang on. Let's share. Let's go no sound. So I think this is the first weigh-in, like where she makes weight. Yep. Gets up there, makes weight. So, woo. I think this is a ceremonial weigh-in where we have to verify if she can fucking make weight. So yeah, we'll get up there. Verified, ceremonial. There's a shot of the crowd. I'm kind of surprised that there's not as many people in the stands for
said where is everybody
ceremonial weigh-in, unless this front section, you know, is just for the fan or the media, because right. You'd think media would be down here.
Yeah,
but you know, and then I think the best one was just the face-off, like where they both fucking square off, right?
Yeah, that's a good angle right there.
The cameraman knows what's up.
Well, plus Jandiroba is looking a little dude-like, you know, and
like who's that comedian? Rob Schneider?
A little bit, yeah. So it's like quite the contrast you have.
It is, but you know, ultimately, I mean, they both took a lot of damage in this fight. I think the woman that Dern was fighting, she took like her fucking right eye was pretty much shut after that. I don't even know what her name is. Verna
Jandiroba. She takes damage like all the time. She gets handled, and she's tough as shit. It's kind of crazy. It's too much.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the women, right? They just take a brutal amount of punishment and they're just like, whatever. Their pain threshold way higher.
They can have the babies, Matt. They're more pain tolerant than we are.
They are, and I've seen it. It's impressive.
Yes.
Like, I got my arm broken in the process twice because my wife is like, yeah, I don't want no drugs, so I'm just going all natural. I'm like, cool. Okay. So my arm is the squeeze fucking thing. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You're squeezing my arm. Doc, I'm going to die.
Give me the epidural.
Yeah, I'll take the epidural. Yeah,
funny.
I came out bruised and beat up, but hey, it's worth it.
Oh man.
And then I don't know, the only other fight, there's a couple other things to talk about, just the Volkov Almeida fight.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah,
fucking Almeida is another guy trying to kill the sport, just take you down, hold you down, do nothing with it. But luckily, Volkov was active enough from bottom, landing enough strikes that they gave him the split decision win.
Okay.
But then I was thinking, fuck, like this heavyweight division is so thin. And then ACD MMA on X posted like what the UFC heavyweight division looked like back in 2013.
Okay.
And just look at this. This is a murderer's row. And so many of these guys became champions. So you had Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos, Fabricio Verdum, Daniel Cormier, Bigfoot Silva, Travis Brown, Alistair Overeem, Josh Barnett, and Mark Hunt as your top nine.
Wow.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And add fucking steroids into the mix. You know? Magic. I think it's just weird because we have, it's not even close to that right now. Like, I was going to see if I can pull up the division, UFC.com. Me fucking rankings. Where's your fucking heavyweights? Okay, here we go. So you have, you know, Tom Aspinall, Ciryl Gane, Alexander Volkov. You got Sergey Pavlovich at three. Curtis Blaydes, and you have Almeida at five. And then you're like, what are we doing? Costa, Spivic, Derek Lewis. I don't even know what we're doing at nine. Ten, like, it has never been this thin. And heavyweight weight was always like the premier division. And now it seems like one of the worst in the UFC. And I don't know if that's because we're not paying enough again. They don't care about it. Like, what do you think is going on?
I don't know. That's a good question. You think it's just maybe guys going to, maybe it's just a series of like, there aren't enough professional athletes going over to UFC who are heavyweights or doing other sports instead. Wrestling.
Yeah. Football. I mean, that's what it's always been. Like they
like that. And it's
usually
just right
you go to football, right? If you're a big motherfucker that's athletic, you're going to go to football because you're going to get paid so much better. I mean, I think that's the thing. Like for heavyweight, you probably need to start paying people a ridiculous amount of money. That's what they always were. They were making hundreds of thousands more than every other weight class. And I don't know if they stopped doing that.
It could be part of that. Yeah. It could just be, maybe we're due. Some shit's going to happen.
Yeah. Cause if John comes back, he's got one or two fights. And then if Pereira moves up, but that's still, that gives you, you know, one fight from John and then Pereira. Okay. But that's still, your weight class is still super thin.
Yeah.
It's so thin. It's kind of depressing now that I think about it. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention was that fucking head kick KO from, was it Sal Killed with the fucking KO of the year on Hack Parast, if I could say that right. I can't say anybody's name right. That was that one that was circulating that we were transporting back and forth.
It was brutal.
In our text message.
Ridiculous.
Like, oh my God, he fucking killed that guy. And then this is what sucks because I wish we could show some of that stuff, but you just fucking can't. I can't show that stuff. Speaking of which, as we've gone pretty deep, we should do a little sponsor action.
Yeah, it's time to talk about stepping up your grooming game. The face shaving products from Manscaped are the ultimate grooming tools designed to deliver precision and comfort in sleek and easy to use devices. Whether you're looking for a trim, a shape, or a detailed touch-up, Manscaped face shaving products are built to handle shaving your face with ease. Crafted for efficiency and the perfect addition to your grooming arsenal. You can use code MMA15 for 15% off your entire order at manscaped.com.
That's right. And the handyman is a sleek, powerful little man that comes over. He fixes your stuff. And it's also a compact face shaver that helps guys ditch the mess. Cordless and designed for convenience. It easily fits in a bathroom drawer, slips in an overnight or, you heard me, gym bag, or for easy grooming on the go. Whether you're a grooming new person or a seasoned pro, the handyman is the perfect upgrade to your grooming regimen. And the Rocket Man is a special edition colorway featuring gold and black. But there's limited quantities available in this colorway, so you'll need to act fast. You can join over 12 million men, might even be worldwide, who trust Manscaped and upgrade to the handyman Rocket Man. Use code MMA15 for 15% off your entire order at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Don't miss out. Upgrade your grooming game with a Manscaped today. See how sleek Mine's not very sleek, but you have a nice trimmed beard from Manscaped.
Like, yeah.
What else is happening out there?
Okay, I'll show you something really interesting.
Okay.
Here is Wanderlei Silva doing a little BK commercial in Brazil. Can't really play the sound because there's some music going on. He's still looking pretty yoked. Here he is, Brazilian Burger King, the king, Wanderlei Silva. And
is he still alive? He just got murdered the other day.
I never know if this shit's real anymore because it's like AI and stuff, but you can get 2 for 25 reals or something. Is that what Brazilian?
I don't know.
He's like, have my burger. I'm a happy guy. Pretty wild shit. I don't know. He's still that's making crazy. That paper up over there in Brazil, getting paid for
it. Yeah, that's surprising. Well, maybe they're just still legends over there. Which is surprising because I thought Brazil turned on him with that whole Chael Sonnen and tough coaches thing.
Apparently not. He's making a comeback.
Could be. Well, maybe they're back on his side when he got fucking jumped in the ring for that fucking
might be it. You could be right.
Thing. Got a little tweet of the week action. I got three. Let me pull these up. Gonna load them all up. And we'll start in order. So this first one is from As Shopped As It Gets. Here's Hezbollah versus John Jones.
Oh,
Zach,
my God.
Ah, help! He's got a boner! And then this one, I think I'll pass on the ice cream. You can have bubble gum or you have the butt finger blast.
Definitely the butt finger blast.
Yep. This guy is checking in. He said, I like my porn in my room to be disabled. This lady says, we only have regular porn, you sick bastard.
That's awesome.
I can't have the disabled porn.
What the fuck?
I don't know what that
is.
Oh,
Jesus.
Anyways, what else is going on out there?
Rumor around the campfire is that Darren Till is launching his own boxing promotion.
Yeah, didn't he do that the other? Wasn't it like the Backyard MMA or whatever the fuck it was?
Called Guerrilla Promotions, and it's going to debut in January. It's like a tournament style. And I think he's targeting like fighters that are not well known, and there's some sort of prize, maybe like $5,000, this kind of thing. And yeah, I think it's going to be like some wild shit.
Is it MMA or boxing? What
boxing.
Is it?
Okay. Boxing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. He's actually a decent boxer.
He is.
So I wonder if he'll partake in that.
I'm sure he probably will.
Third man in. Like, what? I just have KOs and then some other weird shit.
Let's see. What do I have left? I have a KO and knowledge. And I'll just share this. I don't know if I could. Hopefully I can play this. Mike Malote, he's a Canadian welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, oh shit, where'd it go? Is also a hockey player.
Yep.
And what the fuck? It's not playing now. Oh yeah, it is. Okay, here we go. So here's his brother. And also scrappy. It's kind of like the Jones thing. Like he's got the brother in NFL or whatever.
Yeah.
There he is. He's scrapping right here. 42. Or I'm sorry, 39 is his number. I mean, hockey fights are funny because they're like hitting each other in the helmet and shit. So, but
yeah, which it just sucks because they force everyone to wear a visor. And like half the time you're punching the fucking goddamn visor. I don't know why they can't just take the helmets off anymore. I think they get a fine or a suspension. They used to do that when they could. But they also used to just wear helmets without visors, and guys would just take them off and like, let's fucking go. And actually, I don't know what league. I just saw that happen the other day where both guys took their helmets off before they fought. Because the one guy started taking off, and he's like, "Are you gonna fucking take yours off?" And he just threw his down.
Rex
and then the other
hands,
the other right? guys took his off. I'm like, why? I think that the NHL is afraid that it looks bad. I'm like, who gives a shit? These guys are fucking fighting. Like, why aren't we protecting their hands? You want them to punch the other guy in the face, not to punch his fucking helmet. So whatever that rule is, they need to get rid of. It's just, again, it's stupid shit. And you have dumb fucks that are running these leagues. And just wait till the people start getting investigated, because that's the one thing. The NBA had a bunch of, I think a coach just got arrested.
Yeah, Chauncey Billups, former Detroit Piston. He's won an NBA championship. There was like a gambling ring with the mobsters from Jersey or something, or New York. And they were like, he was like getting high profile people to come and play cards. And then there was this whole like scam going on, or they're like card counting and cameras and
wearing like special glasses that you could see through the cards.
Yep.
I'm like, so that shit's happening. And I can guarantee that some of these NFL refs are on the take.
For sure.
This whole thing is going to start cycling through all the sports. Like, we already saw it in MMA. I forgot who that was. James Krause. Uh-huh. He was like fucking like rigging shit and betting on fights, and it's in every sport 100%. And then we'll start, because who is that, the guy in baseball that's hitting all those goddamn home runs, Otani or whatever the fuck his name is? There was some gambling fucking thing with him, and his interpreter I think went to prison for a couple of years betting on his account or whatever. So there's And it's weird, like, when we go back and we're talking about those NBA guys, because they're making a fuck ton of money.
They are.
So I don't know why they need to, like, cheat people for, like, 20 grand or whatever it was. You're talking small change.
They got bored, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
I got KO left and some knowledge.
Yeah, go ahead. I got them down to KOs, too.
Okay, so here's one. I got one from PFL from over the weekend. This is Abdulani Kane. Doing a little head kick. Oh, good night.
Ow.
He looks big.
Yeah. So,
that was ouchies right to the face.
Yeah, that's not great. Let's see what I have here. Oh, I got to fix the screen here.
Oh, geez.
Got this is like a spinning fucking
hands
flying.
Down. They must be tired or really bad at boxing. Oh, God. Wow, that was crazy.
That'd be funny if this is a boxing match and he just threw that. Like, what the fuck? Kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had an interesting MMA intro. This is from GFC. I don't know what this is. Georgian Fight League. I might have to fucking blur this out a little. But I don't know where this comes in. Maybe it's how we start the fights. It's a country western. They're playing like a country song. Doing a fucking line dance.
I can get on board with this.
Yeah, that's your flavor.
Grand Bellagio.
Yeah. Doing a little dance, making a little love.
Get down and
down tight.
I can dig it.
Mm-hmm. So you get the vibe.
I do.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I have like some Halloween costumes, and we'll get into some knowledge. So
yes, please.
It's I have two. I would imagine next week we're gonna see a lot more fighter Halloween costumes. So this was, I think, from the World Series. GSP was at said World Series, sitting right behind Colonel Sanders. Fucking GSP hanging out, watching the World Series.
Baseball.
Yeah. And then here's Olivia Munn as Princess Leia.
Oh, wow.
Doing a little cosplay.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Nice. Didn't she used to date freaking Aaron Rodgers or something? Or was married to him?
Probably.
I'm sure like that.
And what do you have for knowledge?
Yeah. So over the weekend, the family and I went to go see that Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little heavier and darker than I thought it. I didn't realize it was like a biopic on a really dark period in his life where he was depressed, but it was really well done. I really liked it. Three people in the family liked it, and then two people did not. It was too slow and too emotional. So I don't know if I don't know that you need to go see it in theaters.
Yeah,
but it's interesting because it it's like it seemed like there was this period in his life where he was dealing with his past and the future, and he came up with like two versions of creative stuff. One was really
Did he have
dark.
the Ghost of Christmas Present?
Yeah, Nebraska, which was like a pretty dark album, and then of course all the big hits, you know, came out around that. It was just cool to kind of see like the creative process, and I thought it was really well done. It's not your typical like the Queen movie where it's like all you're all excited, you're kind of like in the mind of this guy, and you know he's just depressed because fucking life hit him in the face.
He's gacked out on depression.
Yeah.
Was he into drugs or he just
no,
depressed?
Surprisingly not. No.
No alcohols.
No, just... he wasn't abusing anything according to the movie, and he just
dark just period, his cock.
Dark period in his life, man. You know, so
gotcha. Is it worth seeing?
I think it's worth seeing. I don't know if it may not be worth seeing for you in theaters. I wanted to see it. I'm a big I love music, so I you know, and I get into the moody stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what I'm doing for
like the Moody Blues,
like the, you know, the Bob Dylan movie was good too. I saw that a couple of weeks ago. That's out on
Red. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
a little,
I enjoyed it. It was different.
The Bob Dylan movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's darker than that, but
gotcha.
Similar. So, and then it's Jeremy Allen White. If you like him, like he's
fucking, I don't know who that
from The Bear and Shameless. He's like a pretty famous actor. So
I don't get out.
You don't know those two shows? Oh my god, you need to watch Shameless or The Bear. Those are both good.
I don't watch
they're
anything,
both set in actually. Chicago, so it's really good.
I was trying to think. What's the only thing I watched? Tires. That's on Netflix with Shane Gillis.
Okay,
it's decent. If you're on stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We'll vaporize. Let's see. I got some Halloween costumes. This is always my favorite time of year. You know, Halloween's right around the corner, and I always appreciate the ladies with their Halloween costumes. So there's a little 24-second montage that I'm probably gonna have to blur out, but you know, that's neither here nor there. I like how when I reduce the zoom window, my share button disappeared. So I gotta fucking make this bigger again. There it is. And away we go.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Might have to be blurred out. I'm just saying.
All right. I can.
This is like my favorite costume, by the way.
Pretty awesome. I'm not going to. Whoa.
Exactly. Like, what are we doing? Like, what's going on here? I don't know. These ladies like to party.
I
so
mean,
that's how you got to whip them around like that. That's cool. That's cool
hell?
As shit.
That is wild.
It is wild. Like that's the party I want to be at. People are just slinging things around.
Absolutely.
On that note, we can shut down.
Oh yeah. We almost forgot. It's going to be your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your present in the mail, I think, tomorrow.
Sweet.
So, yeah. You're 24, right?
24? Something like that. 52. It's so crazy to even say that. It doesn't even make sense.
It is crazy. But you don't look a day past 42.
51. Cool, man.
Happy birthday. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Zingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.